All right, Rabos, I want to start on the Tosis, and that will be the next shiur. But I thought it'd be nice to do this Rabbi Kiv Eger with you, because it's a very yesodistic Rabbi Kiv Eger, even though it does bring in a lot of other inyanim, which is we can't really do justice to in terms of learning those sugyas by themselves. But at least in terms of bringing it together, we'll get a little bit acquainted with some of the sugyas and Hedron Yevamis. But basically, the issue comes out of our sugya. The Gemara had a question: how can you have the Chiyuv Malkus and also a Chiyuv Mamon if they don't go together? There's Halach of Ein Eloko Mishalim, and here we have the case Baal Achoso, that the Mishnah says in Malkus that you get Malkus, and our Mishnah says there's a Chiyuv Knas. And that starts the whole sugya rolling. We have the Teretz of Ula, we have Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan, we have the Machokis, Ula Rabbi Yochanan, if the rule is Misham Ben Eloko, Ula Kavin Mishalim. Now, there's a kasha of Kiv Eger quotes. It's really a kasha of the son-in-law of the Pnei Yeshua, a Berish. You can find this question not at Pnei Yeshua here, but in the Hagdama of the Pnei Yeshua to Ksuvis, in the very beginning, he brings like a few pieces from his son-in-law, and in the first couple of pieces, he's mefalpa with this kasha. Kiv Eger, here in a few other places, quotes his kasha, and he brings the teretz of Averish, and he asks on him, and he gives his om pshat. It's kulo chidushim. Every Indian here is, you know, is a lot to obviously to delve into. So, what is the kasha that Averish asks? The kasha is based on a tosis in Yevamis. You do have the tosis, right? Tosis says something in Yevamis according to one pshat, one sheet in Tosis. It's also quoted in Tosis and Hedron as well. The Nogeya, the Chiyuv Knas for Bia. Now, by way of introduction, in other words, there's a sugya in Yevamis in the sixth parak. This is Nogeya, all kinds of halachis. When you talk about the liability for Gilui Arayis, for Bia, you have to know what does Bia mean. When it comes to Achreis Kedushin, Kedushei Bia, you have to know how to define it. So there's a famous machlokes in the Gemara. First of all, how to define the different parts of Bia. And then the question is, what exactly is Mechayiv for Bia? So when it comes to Gilead, we have two words that are relevant: Hara'a and Achnasas Atara. Now, Hara'a and Gemar Bia. Hara'a could be one of two things. So, Hara'a is what we call Tchilas Bia. And then you have what you can call Gemar Bia. And the Shaila is, does the Chiyuv Bia come for Hara'a already? Or do you need Gemar Bia? How do you define Hara'a? How do you define Gemar Bia? So there you have Machokas Amarayim as well. How do you define it? Hara'a could be called Neshika. That's the first initial stage. That's not yet penetration. It's not Achnasas Atara. That's Neshika. And then you have the other Shita that says the Hara is Achnasas Atara. And then you have, after that would be called Gemar Bia. If you hold Hara is Neshika, then already Achnasas Atara could be called Gemar Bia. You hold Hara is Achnasas Atara, then Gemar Bia is after that. Now, what is the Chiyuv? There's a Chiyuv for Hara. So we have a pasuk by Nida as Mekora Ha'era, and the Gemara runs out from that to all the Arayis. They're all hukash to each other, that the Chiyuv is already on Hara, which is called Tchilas Bia, whatever you'll define that as, but that's the Chiyuv of Arayis. Tchilas Bia, Hara. And we also learn that the Gemara has Hakeshim, Gzeir Shabbos, to Chayvei Lavin as well, all in Daf Nun Hei in Yevamis. It's in the beginning of the sixth parak Yevamis, the sugi itself. So you have Gilui Arayis, you have Chayvei Lavin with the Hekesh, with the Gzeir Shava, you have Chayvei Essay, Chayvei Lavin Tekuna, Chayvei Essay, all this, the Chiv is Hara. The one exception in terms of the Inyan of Arayis is Shifcha Charufa. Shifcha Charufa, the Torah has the expression Shifcha Zera. Shifcha Charufa is a strange case of a Shifcha, different opinions in the Tanayim, but let's say Rashi quotes in Chumash, it's a Shifcha Charufa is a woman who's Chetzi Shifcha Chetzi Baschorin, who is engaged, Me'uresas Le'evet Ivri. So Neved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha and also a Yisraelis. And he's she's meureses chayav ivri, and someone is baal leha. So there's a halacha of Hashem shefacha rufa, and he gets malchus. The Torah uses the expression there, shech vazera. So there the halacha is gemar bia. Okay, so these are the ribuyim that you find generally when it comes to arayis. Then you have, of course, kedushin, and you have yivama. When is he called the yivama? The Gemara discusses, of course, that in yivamis, and in kedushin daf yud, you have the discussion of tchilas bia sov bia in terms of kedushay bia. That's those who are in kedushin daf yud. That's where it comes up over there. Now, Tosus has the question: what about the chiyuv of onus mafat? Is a chiyuv for... Now, on the one hand, you could argue it should have to do with hasharas besulim, removing her besulim. If she's still a besula, she's chayiv knas, or the person's ma'anis has chayiv knas. But does the chiyuv knas have to do with hasharas besulim? That's the question. Now, if tchilas bia is defined as achnasas ha-Torah, then that already has in it hasharas besulim. The potential already could be enough. If it's neshika, then it's not yet hasharas besulim, but could be a chayiv anyway.
Hello?
Yes.
I don't really understand.
One more time.
The
besulim are the virginity. In other words, the hymen.
So, onus? Oh,
what?
I'm talking about a case where it's
birth. What?
The case of onus in the Torah.
The case of onus in the Torah. So the halacha, she has to be a besulim.
Yeah. Okay.
The shaila is, what type of a bia is mechayiv b'knas? So, Tosus in Yevamah starts over. He has arrived from the Gemara. Most Rishonim hold this way, even though this case clearly doesn't have anything to do with removing her besulim. But bia shelo kedarka is machayv. Should be chayv again if someone is ma'anis her afterwards. He's still a besula. But the act of bia cohabiting with her in a manner which is shelo kedarka, which is clearly not going to involve hasharas besulim, that's machayv b'knas according to most Rishonim. That's how Tosus gets started in Yevamah, in the sugya there, where this comes up. But now the question is, if he does a bia kedarka, so is the chiyuv for hara, like by the arayis, or no? Is the chiyuv for gemar bia? Now you also have to consider the possibility that it could be totally in the poel if there's hasharas besulim. In other words, hachnasas ha-Torah would be mechayiv and meknas. If you want to define chiyas bia hara as achnasas ha-Torah, then there's a chiyuv for hara. And if you define hara as neshika, then there's no chiyuv until achnasas ha-Torah, which is called the gemar bia. That's another possibility. That's what's mashman mashi Sanhedrin. So it doesn't really matter what you want to call it. It's a question of what it is that has the potential to remove her besulim. But Tosus doesn't go that way. Tosus wants to know, is the chiyuv, just like you see that shelo kedarak is mechayiv v'knas, even though there's no hasharas besulim involved, so it should be chayiv again if someone else is ma'anisah. But there's a chiyuv knas for shelo kedarak. So Tosus originally thinks that there's a chiyuv knas also for hara. Whether hara is achnasas ha-Torah or only neshika, there's a chiyuv knas already for that. And Tosus seems to have a raya to that. But then Tosus has a tzad, and this is where the kasha now is going to be relevant for Asugya, Rekiv Eger, and Merberish, and so on. Tosus has a tzad to say, this is in Yevamah, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and you have it, and also Tosus in Sanhedrin, that the whole ribuy of hara'ah, that you're chayiv on tchilas bia, which we call hara'ah, is only by those cases that the Gemara in Yevamah Nun Hei has special drushes to learn out that you're chayiv. However, when it comes to the chiyuv knas, we don't find any drush in the Gemara that's marbe hara, meaning that's marbe tchilas bia. Therefore, Tosus concludes, he has this at least one tzad in Tosus is, look at the lashon of Tosus, you see it, and then we'll get to the kash of Kibeger. Tosus says, the old matzino lemeima. This is after what he said before that the chiyuv would be bahara already. Now the old matzino lemeima, the afal gav. See it where I'm quoting a Tosus on Nun Tesam Beis and Mil the Tosus. The old matzino lemeima, the afal gav the yesh knas the shelo kedarka. That was what Tosus proved in the sugya in Yevamis. That person is ma'anis a woman and he's boah shelo kedarka. There is a chiyuv knas. However, bahara ain't knas. For hara, there's no chiyuv knas. Why? Lefi shelo nisrabsa hara rios kigmar bia l'inyan knas. We never find a riboy. The hara has a din kigmar bia l'gavi knas. The halarayis, the chayvi lav, the chayvi esay, the isha lebayi lavi avama. All these examples of halacha that we say there's a drasha to tell us that the hara has a din like gmar bia, and it's already going to have all the din of bia with hara alone. Fine. So this is what Tosus says according to one day in Tosus. Comes up Kiveg now with this kasha that he brings. Hikshali chacham echad. Have you Kiveg in the Kovetz, right? Hikshali chacham echad. On the very beginning of our Gemara, Uraminu, Eilen alokin, Habal achoso, V'kayim len inloka mishalei. Hikshali chacham echad. Lefi masha kasbu Tosfos Yivamas daf nun tes bechad tirutza. Dulo mechayiv knas al hara. Now let's point something out. Kibbeg does right now. This point in Tosfos is not totally in how you define hara. Again, there are machokas amurai in whether hara means quote nishika or hachnasas atar. If we don't have a riboy, whatever hara is, you need a riboy for hara by all these areas of halacha, like yibum and kiddushin and gilui arayis and all these suri arayis and isur esay and isur lav, and you need a riboy. So if hara doesn't have a riboy by knas, that means that you have to have mamish total gmar bia. So even if hara already means hachnas satar, which has in it very possibly hasharas besulin, but the fact remains, Tosus is saying on record that there's no chiyuv knas until gmar bia. So this is what Kiveg is quoting from Tosus, because there's no riboy for hara. Whatever hara is, it is what it is, and it's not chayiv. So then the kasha is the following: imkei neima, a simple answer to the Gemara's kasha, ein elokim mishale. No, what's the problem? For Chiv Malkus, it's clear we have a riboy, like all the isurim of the Torah of Bia, except for Shivcha Charuf, as we mentioned. There's halacha that hara is mechayev. So the Malkus comes for Tchilas Bia, for hara. Good. Knas doesn't come as a Chiv Mamon until Tosus would hold Gmar Bia. So what's the problem? So what's the problem in Elokim Mishalim? Come and drive me today. What's the problem? The Chiyuv Mamon comes afterwards. The Chiyuv Malkus came first for the Hara. The Chiyuv Knas came then. So again, Lefima Shekos V'Tosus V'Yivam Ispachat Tirutz D'lo Machayiv Knas Al Hara Afilu Mando Am Hara Zuach Nasa Satar. Whatever Hara is, Machokas and Amarayim, but there's no reboot for Hara by Onus. Imkei Neima Da Malkus Al Hara V'Ha Mamon Al Gmar Bia. So someone asked me this kasha, and then Kiberi acknowledges, "Ukvar k'suva kush yazu behakdamas pnei Yeshua b'shem chasnu zochon abrach." This kasha is found in Hakdama of pnei Yeshua teksuvis b'shem Aberish his son-in-law, and this is a problem. What do we do with this Gemara? How is it such a kasha? The Malkus comes for tchilas bia, as we know by all the yisurim of bia, that bia is even hara is chayiv. And the Chiv Knas, according to Tosus, one Chantosus, is you need the soap bia. So therefore, the Chiv Mamon is not going to be patterned by the Chiv Malkus. Chiv Malkus came first, Chiv Mamon came later. Okay, that's the kash. There's a little bit of background, but that's the kash. Someone had their hand up. Pinchas V?
Yes.
Oh, good, okay. So now, there's going to be an answer, Kibbe Eger quotes, again, from the son of God, Pnei Yeshua. Kibbe Eger is going to disagree, and then he's going to suggest his own answer. And that's where we're going. And again, there's so many in Yonim here that are very, very, very interesting to delve into. Let's the Kasaf Shamwatari. So he brings that the son of Pnei Yeshua came answered this the following answer. Now let's keep in mind this kasha. Is it just a kasha on our Gemara? Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Tell me where else you can ask this kasha. Not just in Blam Beis Amud Aleph in the Gemara. Can you ask it on the Mishnah? Someone asked me this kasha on a Mishnah. Mishnah in Perek Elonaris. Good, you got mivav. Good, don't hesitate. Habal bito. The Mishnah on Chavtes says Yechayv Knas, and there's no chiyuv. There's no kamed rab minei from the kares. Our Gemara is discussing what about from the malchus? Let it become a rab minei. But the inference of the Mishnah, which is stated on Daf Lamed Vav, the next Mishnah is that there will be a ptur of knas in the case where there's a chiyuv misas beizdin, such as a baal bita. So if you wish, this is not just a kasha on the Gemara's kasha on Lamed Beis, on our Mishnah from the Mishnah Malkus, that what's the problem? Malkus is for the Tchias Bia and Knas is for the Sob Bia. You can really turn this kasha into kasha on the Mishnah Lamed Vav. Haba Albito is Pater from Knas. How come? The Chiyuv Mises Beis Din that Paters is a function of Tchias Bia. And the Chiyuv Knas is totally in Gemar Bia. So why is there a Ptur of Knas, right? It's really the same question. What's interesting is what we'll soon see, the Rishonim asked this kasha. Strange, Rick Baker is mefalpel here with Rabbi Beresh's kasha and Daf Lamed Beis. The Rashba, the Meiri, they both ask the kasha. We'll see what they say. But they actually deal with this kasha on Daf Lamed Beis. Okay, so what does he answer? Because Hashem retarates the mikol makom al gemar nami mechuyev malchus v'lo paka minei hamalchus ad gemar bia ukedi isa kai gavna bi Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is here. Gabi madli gadish b'shabes dal koshi boles v'shiboles chayev misa ayin sham. So what is the answer of the son of God of Pnei Yeshua? That the gemar, even though there's a chiyuv malchus for tchilas bia, but he's mechuyev malchus for gmar bia too. V'lo paka minei hamalchus ad gmar bia. So, at the time that the chiyuv mamon is taking effect, which is gmar bia, the chiyuv knas, the chiyuv malchus can still pater it. There's still a chiyuv malchus for that too. That is the teretz, and he brings the Yerushalmi that seems to say that point regarding Magli Gadish B'Shabbos. What's the issue over there? So let's talk about that case. The Mishnah in Bava Kama. Magli Gadish B'Shabbos is Pater Kim Lidrav Mineh. So he writes the Gadish according to Rav Yochanan. Isho Mishum Wat Mishum Chitzav. So it's an act of he's doing a Maisa of Chil Shabbos. And it burns one stalk, and it burns another stalk, and it burns another stalk. And altogether, the whole Gadish gets burnt down. What's the halacha? He's chayiv misa, so he's pater from hezek, from mamum. The chayiv misa is the first Gadish, the first thing that he did, the first havara, the first thing. So what happens? He continues burning afterwards. So why is he pater from all the tashumin of the stalks that subsequent to the first one? The Chiyuv Misa patters the first stalk that was together. But what about later on? Why is he patter from the hezek that comes later? That's the Yerushalmi's question. What's the answer? That he quotes from the Yerushalmi. What's the answer? Al kol shibolos v'shibolos Chiyuv Misa. Why is he Chiyuv Misa kol shibolos v'shibolos? Again, because of Yochanan. Isho mishum chitzav, it's still considered his actions. So when the latest stalks are burning, that's all his chil shabbos. So he's chayiv misa not just for the first shibolos, for everything afterwards. So that chayiv misa later patters mamon later on, continues to patter mamon. The chayiv misa is not just on the first stalk, it's on everything. So to hear, the chiyuv misa is not just for the tchilas bia; it's for the sof bia as well. That's what he seems to be answering.
Question. That sounds weird. Your chiyuv misa.
So what does that mean? What does it mean exactly? So we have to touch it up. What does he mean? Is chiyuv misa for later? Is chiyuv misa for the first time? What does it mean? Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger takes it to mean something, which for Rabbi Kiva Eger would not solve would not solve the problem over here, even if it solves the problem by the case of the gun. How does Rabbi Kivega take this answer, and why does he not want to apply it and accept it in our context? So Rabbi Kivega asks on this terrace. Go ahead, Yomi.
The Chi of Malchus continues not just from the Arach.
The words that he quotes is, the Chi of Malchus is lo nigmar. What does he say? The words are, lo paka minei ha-Malchus, Agmar Bia. The Malchus is not disappeared. The Chi of Malchus is still here. Now what does it mean exactly? The Chi of Malchus is still here, even after he completes the first stage of Bia. The Chi of Malchus for the Avera is still here, so therefore it can patter later as well. What does that mean exactly? What does it mean? And he brings a Yerushalmi that the Chi of Misa is not just for the first thing that burns, it's for everything that burns. It's Ochel Shabbos. So the Chi of Misa is here later too, to patter. But you're asking, how you explain it? How do you define it? What do you mean? He's already Chi of Misa. What do you mean the Chi of Misa is still here? What does it mean? So because the Eger takes it to mean a certain way, and he says, if that's what it means, then I have no right to apply it to argument. It might work in the case of Misa, but it won't work in the case of Malchus. It might work in the case of the Yerushalmi, of Gadish. It might work in the case of Bo'al Bito, which is a Chi of Misa. We said the Kasha is over there as well. But it won't work in the case of Chi of Malchus. Why not? So the Kivega says, V'lonis mischaver li teirutza. Why? The Gavi Madri Gadish, Kevan di yesh alav chi of Misa al koshi boles vishibolas. There is a chi of Misa that exists for every act of every shibolas is a basis to mechay of Misa. Nihi de ena based in donim al shibolas ashniya. Not that basin has to actually try the person and be mechayiv misa for the second shibolas. Why not? Tekfar nischayiv al shibolas harishona. He's already become chayiv misa. Mikol makom, havi kimo chayiv misa shogigin. What is he referring to here? What does this mean? Chayiv misa shogigin is the drasha of Tanda Vechizkia. What does Tanda Vechizkia teach us? That not only is a person pater from mammon if he's chayiv misa bit poel, where there's actually a concrete chayiv misa, but even if he did the action b'shogeg, so he's not chayiv misa for the action since it was b'shogeg, but it's an action that were it to be b'mezid, it would pater. So he has his drasha that lo chilakta, just like when it comes to chayiv mammon, that you're chayiv mammon, lo chilakta ben shogeg amazed, because a person is always going to have to pay for his damages, even b'shogeg, so he's chayiv all cases. So too, make adam, lo chilakta, to pater you from mammon, whether you're shogeg or mazid, whether there was asra, there was no asra. In other words, a chayiv mammon doesn't have to exist in actuality to pater from mammon. Kivin Drabman, they can even apply if there was a Maisa that would be Machayev Misa, were you to have all the conditions such as Maisa, such as Asra, but right now you don't, but you're still Pater from Mammon if you did such an action that has the potential to Machayev Misa. That's what Tanu Bechizki says. Says Rabbi Kivega. The second stalk, the Shibola Shnia, is that Machayev Misa Bipoel? So Rabbi Kivega is assuming, what's Machayev Yuv Misa? The first Malach. The first Shibolas. So what does Yerushalmi mean that he's still going to be Pater for the Hezek of later on? He's Chayva Kol Shibolas v'Shibolas. That's because it's no different and no worse than the rule of Tanda V'Chizkiya. It's no different and no less than Chayva Misa Shogigin. Beis Din is not going to actually be done him to be Chayiv Misa, because he's already Chayiv Misa. So the Chayiv Misa already originates in the first act of Chil Shabbos. So there's no additional Chayiv Misa that he is incurring in actuality from the subsequent Chil Shabbos. He's already Chayiv for Chil Shabbos the first time. But could he become Chayiv Misa for the second Shibolas? Would it have the potential to be Chayiv Misa? Certainly. That's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. So he could be patur from mammon. It's no different than Devei Cheskia. Why would that not be helpful for us? Because here we're talking Ma'arei Malkus. And according to Rav Yochanan, this is the whole premise of Rav Yochanan here, and we'll see Mishnah Lakish argues, but Rav Yochanan holds that Chayvei Malkus Shogegin are not patur from mammon. Only Chayvei Malkus, if your mammon is going to get Asrubei, like we see in our Gemara, Asrubei. If he's getting Malkus, but if he doesn't meiser, it's Machayv Malkus, but he's not going to be getting Malkus for such a meiser, it's low Asrubei. Rav Yochanan holds there's no basis to patur. So therefore, you can't use the logic of the Yerushalmi, says Rabbi Kiveger, in the case over here of Malkus. Let's see inside. Masha'ekin hacha gavi Malkus, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Savar, Chayvi Malkus Shogin Chayiv. So then this sugya is difficult. This answer is not fulfilled, has not been fulfilling, has not resolved the question. Why? Because then Lamait Sarachu Ukmiacha below Asrube. What did Rabbi Yochanan say in response to the contradiction? The Mishnah Malkus and the Mishnah here. That the Mishnah Malkus, you get Malkus, why? Because it was Asrube. That's where you get Malkus, Lokavei Nevisalim. And our Mishnah, says Rabbi Kiveger, says Rabbi Yochanan, what's our Mishnah talking about? Lo Asrube. And what if it would be Asrube? Then the Malkus would patter the mammon. No? No. And not so. The Malkus is for the Tchilas Bia. The mammon comes for Gemar Bia. Elamite should be no different. He could have been Chayiv for later. So it should be like Chayiv Malkus Shogin? No, but that's not going to do it for you. By Rabbi Yochanan, Chayiv Malkus Shogin is not going to help. So the might sarach look me hacha below asru be, haaf be asru havele kimolo asru. Even if it would be a case of asru be, you haven't gained anything with that, because the hamiyad baharach chala malkus shal hasra. What was the asra going to be good for? The asra is only going to bring the malkus for the first beginning of the beer. That's what the asra is chal for. B'shuv haligmar be a kover below asra. So it's like a low asru be. So the asru be is not. The low Asrube is not necessary. Asrube is the same as low Asrube. If it be Asrube, it would still not give you Asra for the end, for the Gmar Bia. Because the Chiv is only coming for Tchias Bia. So Rabbi Kiveger understood Yerushalmi a certain way, and based on that, he says you can't apply it to what? To the case over here of Malkus. Since Rabbi Yochanan holds, Chayvi Malkus Shogin are in fact chayiv. So over here, you won't be able to use the reasoning of the Yerushalmi. What is Rabbi Kiveger saying in effect of the Yerushalmi? That what patters the mammon later? The theoretical chiyuv misa. There's no chiyuv misa for the later shibolas, for the later stalks. And it could have the possibility. Latent in this action could be associated with a chiyuv misa. That patters. That halacha is unique to Misa, according to Yochanan. It doesn't apply to Malkus. So over here, you could have a case of Asrube, and it would still be fine. It wouldn't help you. In other words, it wouldn't help you. You'd still have a basis for Chiv Malkus, for a Chiv Mama. Okay, so anyone have some questions here? We have to take this apart a little bit. Let's dissect. What is the Yerushalmi Svara? Is it have to be Rabbi Kiveger's understanding of it? And Rabbi Kiveger understood it a certain way, and therefore he says, you can't apply it to Malkus. Yeah, Yossi.
It could be that
the Pnei
Yehoshua understood that the
son of God.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Good.
The Salama understood the Yerushalmi Tzanin, that the Chiyo Misa emerges and begins with the first but it continues and expands. It doesn't finalize until it finishes burning the whole garbage. And then if you conceptualize it that way, then you can compare it to the Bia case, because what happens in the Bia case is that the logos,
yes,
emerges and begins at the time.
You're saying very good. This is what a lot of Achronim want to say, that the Kiveger understood that we have to be dealing with a gedder chayvi misa shogigin. Who says that that's what he means at all? Well, he doesn't mean that it's because theoretically a chayiv misa for the second shibolas. No, the chi of misa is for everything. It's all one misa. He burns and he burns and burns. It's all continuous. So in a chanami, he's chai misa for everything that he did. And so too over here, the tchilas bia, the sobi, the chiv is not just freeze the frame and he's chayv only for that first point. Just among others, just to give you one marmokim, Abuchan and the kovusim chel beisim and yud has a simen the kumadrav mine. He begins with this with the kivegas kasha simen yud kovusim chel beis. He actually elaborates a little more on this point because he says it could be tolin machokis Rashi toin Yivan and Tosis and Makas daf chaf in terms of the notion of hasros machalkos, when you need a new hasra. The halacha is, if somebody, if Nazir is drinking wine all day long, and you warn them once, don't drink, how many times is he chayv malchus? Once. If you say, al-tishta, and he keeps drinking, then there's a separate chiyu for each subsequent gulp, whatever amount, that's machayv him, because it was a new hasra. Why is he not chayv any more than one, if he's only warned once? So Rashi, or the Rivan over there, and Malchus says, because he could say, I forgot. In between, so it's like a separate. He could always say, "I didn't." That asra is not going to relate to me because I could have forgotten the old asra. Tosus disagrees because he has a kashub in the case of haba chamesh nashim nidos. He's chayv for each one because of guf and machalkin. Since it's another woman, even though there was only one asra, and yet he can mechuyev a separate chatas for each act, even though seemingly the svar of Rashi could have applied there too. So Tosus learns that apparently when it's one guf and it's not a guf in machalkin, why are you only chayiv one? Because it's called one maisa. Because he keeps drinking and you didn't have another asra to machalik to view it as a separate act of shtia. So it's one maisa. So he says,
why didn't Tosus like Rashi? I'm sorry, but
Tosus asks on Rashi. Rashi gives a svara that the reason why he's only chayiv one malchus for drinking wine is because he could always say on the subsequent drinking that I forgot the hasra. And Tosus says that can't be the reason. Because you see in a case where he'd be doing an act of Bibol Chamesh Nashim, that he's chayiv five different chatos, even though the hasra was only one. But Gufin Machalkin, each, the fact that it's a separate individual that he did the avera with, that itself is machalik. So you see a person can't hide behind the fact that I forgot the hasra. So according to Tosus, why if it was one woman and he didn't have any separate hasra, he's only one. It's only one chiyuv. So the answer is because it's like one. It's one mice. No. So in a case like this, chilas bia so bia. It's one mice. So the chiyuv is for the entire mice. He could be chayiv for chilas bia by itself, but when he does everything, the chiyuv is for the entirety. And so too by Chilul Shabbos, by the Gaddish. What? The Aveira that he committed is only the first stalk that he burnt. It's all one Hemshech, it's all one continuous act. He lit the Gaddish and burnt, and that's the Havar that he's chayish for. Of course there's enough, if it would just stop and wouldn't burn anymore, that would be enough to mechayish it. But when it continues to burn, the Chiyuv in fact continues. Lamasho, we'll soon see. Tosus has a kasha in the sugya in Sanhedrin that the Gemara discusses the question that if a person is a rodef to commit gilui arayis with a woman, then he can be killed to stop him from doing that avera. That's called nitan latzilo benafsho. But once he's already begun the act, the tchilas bia, so the Gemara says that then there's no longer basis to mechayev the misa. So Tos discusses that issue in terms of the Gemara and Yibamis, we'll soon see. So there it's clear that the Sovbiya is no longer a shaykh to the Chiyuv Misa Rodef, because the Chiyuv Misa Rodef is only until the point that he begins to act with her. So that's clear. There's no Chiyuv Misa for Sovbiya because the Tchila, it's only to save him from beginning. Once he starts and he commits the beginning of the act, there's no longer Chiyuv Misa. That's clear. However, in a case over here, by Malchus, by Gilei Arayis, by Malchus, the Baal HaChoso, you're telling me he's only Chayiv Malchus for Tchias Bia? No. He's Chayiv Malchus for everything. And the same thing by the Gaddish. So B'kiv Eger didn't understand that. B'kiv Eger assumes that the Chiyuv Misa is only for that first point that you can pin a Chiyuv Misa on him, and even though seemingly it all continues on, but the Chiyuv Misa is only for that. And anything afterwards is no different than Chayiv Misa's Shogig. And then therefore he says you can't apply it to Malkus. But if we understand the point differently, that it's not about Chayiv Misa's Shogigin, that it's only a theoretical Chayiv Misa on what comes later. No, the Chayiv Misa goes for everything. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that any person who's put to death has to say Vidui before they, for the veir that they did. So what? The person who was Madvig Sagadish and burned 20 acres, his Vidui is only for the first, for the first acre? I mean, doesn't make sense. The Aveira that he's Machal Shabbos, that he has to be confessed for, that he's Chai Misa for, seemingly, is the entire Maisa. And therefore, perhaps that's what was meant here by the Yerushalmi and by the Teretz that they're giving. But the Kveiga, for some reason, didn't understand it that way. The Achronim ask another question. The truth is that if you look in the Yerushalmi, seems to apply to Malkus too. It's discussing a case of Chasima, of Losachsam. The Rashba, who quotes the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav, quotes that whole Yerushalmi is talking about Malkus. So how could Rabbi Kveger, I don't know, he maybe didn't see the Yerushalmi. He says it only could be true by Misa, not by Malkus, unless the Yerushalmi holds like Rish Lakish. Ah, okay, that's what you're thinking. Good. This could be a way out. But the Yerushalmi applies it to Malkus as well. Yeah, the Rashba's lashon is the Rashba has the kasha by Baal Bito. So he quotes the Yerushalmi. He asks, "Kom ischay ben nafshu patam natashulum in ikol amedak hago emisa umam and ban lo kechad." The Rashba asks, "The mechihera nischay of misa from hara umischay umam and lo havi ad gemar bia." And he brings the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Yeshua, so he says, the difference is, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, what makes the Gemara over there different? We'll see the Gemara in a minute, but the Gemara asks, what's the Gemara's kasha there? How can you say in the Mishnah, Abala Choso, there's Knas, there's a Chiyav Misa, what Chiyav Misa is the Gemara asking from? What Chiyav Misa in Sanhedrin? The Nitan Latzila Benafsha. We saw that in the Tosis and Chavtes, remember? Came up over, that was the Gemara that our Papa came with his answer, Mefuta. So it's Nitan Latzila Benafsha. Frag the Gemara, so how could there be Knas? So the Gemara originally wants to answer, Mishas Hara Pogma. Echayev Reik Tola. Mamona Lo Mishari Ma Gemar Bia. What does the Gemara answer? That the point that is no longer Chayev Misa, it already ends when he does Hara. But Mamona Lo Mishari Ma Gemar Bia. Then the Gemara goes on and asks, depending on what Hara is. So you see that there's two different points. So the same way the Gemara says that the Chiyuv Misa doesn't exist anymore after Hara, so to over here, how could there be a Chiyuv Misa that patters from Tashlumin? Two separate points. Says the Rashba in response, via Shlomar, the difference is this. Chasam hu de keva de pagma shuv lo nitan latzila benafsho. No longer do you have the intervention to kill him once Pogma, once he began the Apikima Kabed Rachmana. That's what you have to stop. But once he did it, it's done. Avohacha, Afa gav de Mishas Hara, listen to the lesson of Rashba, Afa gav de Mishas Hara Ichayev, Mikom Makom, Ko Shaita Vishaita, Ovid Chiyuv Misa Ad Marbia. Interesting lesson. Every moment, Ovid Chiyuv Misa Ad Marbia. Now, really, I'm not sure if he means exactly the way I just said it. I said there's a Chiyuv Misa for everything. He's saying, Ovid Chiyuv Misa. But I don't know if he means a Bikveger either. He means Chayiv Misa Shogigin. Ovid Chiyuv Misa. He's doing a Chiyuv Misa. Maybe he means the Chiyuv Misa comes for that too. Ki in Yazeh Amo Biyushalmi. Tani Achosim Esapara Mishayim Sheshes Kabin Leparva Bam Kabin Lechamor Chosim Pi Paraloke. In fact, the Yushalmi Habal Choso Tani Yushalim Biyoke. Chazav Amar Gabi Achosu Cholav Misa Betashlum In Kaachas Bram Hacha Mikemen Shel Chasam Nischai Malkus Mikan Leich Betashlum In Eser Vav Ul Ezra Hamatzis Gadishu Shel Chaveiro. And this is the case of Shiboles. And he says, And so on. What do you think the Rashba means? He's nischayev meikar nefashos, but kol shaita v'shaita misasek bechiyuv nefashos. Part of minat tashlumin. Does it sound like Yossi said before, or maybe a little different? Misasek bechiyuv nefashos. Sounds like what? But I'm not sure it's a Kibeger either. Kibeger says. He doesn't say a word about Chayv Mises Shogig.
It doesn't like one long one, though.
Misasek Bechiv Nefashos, part of Natashkum. You have to know how to be Magdi the Rajva. The way we wanted to say it, I think Rav Chanan seems to be saying, is it's one long Maisa. Maybe the Rajva can be read into the Rajva too. There's enough to Mechayv him for the beginning, but it's Misasek Bechiv Nefashos. The Chiv Misa can be extended to the entire process. Could be. But Kibbeiger wants to see specifically in terms of the notion called Chayvim Mises Shogig. Okay, this is one part of Rabbi Kibbeiger. Kibbeiger, because he doesn't like that teretz of the son of Yeshua, he proposes a different answer. And basically what he says is, the kasha that he's asking, you really can ask this kasha on the sugya in Sanhedrin, and it really is Tosas Kasha and Yevamos on that sugya in Sanhedrin. And Tosas didn't answer it. I'm going to answer Tosas Kasha. And with that, I'm going to answer Rabberish's Kasha and Argamar. That's where Kibbeiger is going. So let's see the next paragraph, and we'll see what he's referring to. Avo be'enai, and now we get to another yesod that he's going to suggest in coming Rav Minim. Avo be'enai ein haschogo g'kushizu. The kasha doesn't begin for a different reason. Now he quotes the sugya Sanhedrin. Dari b'Sanhedrin gabi nitan latzila b'nafsho. De parchinan elu l'man d'omar haro azuach nasat ha-Torah ma'iko l'meimar. Now what is he referring to? Let's take a look at the sugya that he's referring to. You can ask a kasha on this line of the Gemara Sanhedrin. So let's get our bearings. Take a look in the sugya Sanhedrin ayin gimel amid beis. The Gemara asks the kasha that we have a drasha says ein lanara chet maves, that there's a din that you can step in and you can kill the person who wants to commit. We learn that from the lashon chet eilu chay bekrisus. There's a din of rodef in the classic case where you rodef achavei lohargo, and the Torah writes ki kasha yakum isha reo tzoch nefesh ken adava hazeh ein lanara chet maves. So we're marbe. What does it mean? That if a person is engaged in an avera of gilui arayis of chayvei krisus, you have a right to lash out and to kill the person who's about to commit the avera of chayvei krisus of to be boa woman. Or in minhu, the eilu naris sheyesh lehen kenas habala chosa. So what's the kasha from eilu naris daf chavtes? It says that there's a chiyuv knas. How could be a chiyuv knas? What happened to the din of kamav rav minei because he's chayiv misa based on rodef? So, you know what our Papa's going to answer, right? That we had in the Tosfos Chavtes. Our Papa's answer is on top of Ayin Daled Amud Aleph. The case of our Mishnah is mefuta. But before our Papa comes with his answer, Amru Abana Kamei Rav Chisda. The answer is Mishas Hara the Pogma. Iftarei miktala, mamona lo lishalei magmar biya. What's the answer that Rav Papa gave? That hara already creates, he already affected her through hara. Once she's called a ba'ula, once he did hara with her, she's called a ba'ula. There's no longer any right to be matzil her by killing the person. To save him from doing Gemar Bia, there's nothing more you can do as far as Chiyuv Misa is concerned. And therefore, the Chiyuv Knas is for later, at Gemar Bia. So now the Gemara asks the Kasha, Hanicha lemanda amar. This is the machlokes amirayim that we alluded to before in Yevamos. Hanicha lemanda amar hara azu neshika. Then you can say what you just said, that the chi of misa already ends after hara, because he's already pogim her with that. But the chi of knas didn't set in yet, and therefore the chimishta can say yechayev knas. That's if hara is defined as neshika. If hara is defined as achnasa satara, and gemar bia is after that, then ma'ika lameima. And because of that, the gemar falls away from the teretz of avchizda and goes to another answer. That's the gemar. So what does it sound like in the gemar? That the chiv knas, once hara is achnasa satara, so then the chi of knas should be exempted, will be simultaneous with the chi of misa rodef, and it should be the chi of misa rodef should pater the chi of knas. What's Tosus's problem with this line of Gemara? The Tosus doesn't answer in Yevamos on Nun Tes. What's the kasha Tosus raises at the end of the Tosus that seemingly he doesn't have an answer to? If you tell me that the chi of knas hara is not mechayiv in knas, you don't have a new riboy for hara. Whatever hara is, it is. If hara is hachnasas atara, and you need gemar bia for knas, then gemar bia is after that, and you're not chayiv knas till later. So what did the gemara ask? The gemara has to leave this teretz and go to another answer. What's the problem? Good, hara is hachnasas atara. But the answer is still good, because the chi of misa of rodef no longer exists once he does hara, and the chi of knas comes into being when a gemar bia, because you don't have a ribui for hara. So Tosus doesn't have an answer. That's Tosus kasha in Yevamos at the end of the Tosus. Look at the very last line of Tosus Yevamos over there, Nun Tes on the base. Avo kasha. See the last two or three lines of Tosus. But then we're going to go back to the earlier part of Tosus. Rabbi Kivei is going to use the earlier part of Tosus to answer Tosus' own kasha at the end. That's what's interesting. Tosus at the end leaves us with a question. Avo kasha. It's the right. Once the lines start getting bigger, that's where that's where it reads. Up middle of the line. Avo kasha. Ilo mechayiv knas b'hara, as I just told you, that by knas there's no chiyuv by hara. In Cain, my parach ben sorer. What is Gemara asking? Parach ben sorer and Sanhedrin. That ha nichol amanda mahara zu neshika. Then you can answer what you just answered, that the chiyuv misa rodev no longer exists at neshika, and the chiyuv knas needs to wait for what? For hachnasa satara, which removes the besulim. Then everything is fine. Then why do we understand what is the chiyuv knas? Says Tosus, what kind of kash is that? Even according to the man the Omar, that hara is what? Is achnasa satara? It's also good. So what's bothering the Gemara? According to this pshat that I gave you earlier, that the chi of bia requires gemar, the chi of knas requires gemar bia, so then the gemara shouldn't be asking such a kasha. Call hara what you want to call it, but knas needs to wait for later, for gemar bia. Says of Kiveger, why is a berish asking the kasha on Yevamos Lamed Beis? It's the same kasha as Tosus is asking on the Sugya of Sanhedrin. Avo be'enai enas cholol kushazu. That's the Gemara's kasha. After Hasam Gamkin Shayach Lomar, Dal Harazu Chayev Misa, Dinitan Gatzilu Benafsha. That's on the Hara. The Aknas Al Hagemar Bia. And over there, you're not going to be able to give what answer. What answer doesn't work over there? That Yerushalmi's, that you're quoting it, Al-Kol Shibolas V'Shibolas. Not so. There's no Chi of Rodef after Hara. Once he does Hara, there's no basis to kill him. Dahasam lo shayach svaras hayushami anal. Dah al hagmar lekachiyav misa. Keeping the kvar hanu maisa. His actions have already done damage. He's already done the damage. There's no basis to intervene once he's already done the damage of tchilas bia. Lo nitan latzil benafsho. And this is not my own kasha. Mizel beemes kusha letosus yivamis shem veinichu bekusha. But Kvega's ha'ara is al kopanim lo yadanu ma huksha laharavza al sugi zu yosu mimashe kusha al sugi besanhedrin. If anything, it's worse because your answer doesn't work for the sugi sanhedrin. You want to ask a kasha, ask in the sugi sanhedrin. Why are you asking? Why are you picking on Subas Lamedes? Pick on Sanhedrin, right? And Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel. And Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, you lost your teretz of the Yerushalmi. How could the Gemara have such a kasha that if Harah is Achnasas Atara, then what? Then Michael Meimer. Michael Meimer? Harah is Achnas Atara. That's for Chiyah Misa, and no longer you have a Chiyah Misa. And Gemar Bias for the Knas. And you've lost the teretz, your teretz, so you're going to have to say something else. Again, this is Tosas Kasha recognized. The Eger is going to give an answer on Tosas Kasha and also for our Gemara as well. That's where we're holding right now. It's a little confusing, hopefully not too confusing. Let me hear if anyone wants to clarify anything. We'll do it now. Yeah? Please.
Okay.
The question is the following. The question of Teshua's son-in-law is an arsugya. That what's bothering the Gemara that the Malkus Shepata the Mammon, the Malkus is going to be Chal with Hara, as we know. And the Chi of Knas, Tosus says in Yevamos, is only Bigmar B. So he brings a teretz with Yerushalmi, but Kvega doesn't like it because he says that only works for Misa Mam, not for Malkus Mam. Kvega says, ask the Kasha on the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin asks on the Mishnah Habala Choso in our Mishnah is Mechoyev Knas. How come the Zachiyev Knas? What happened to the tour of coming driving today because of the din of Rodef? Haba, a person is pursuing a woman of Chayvei Krisus, like a Choso, you can kill him. So that Chiyuv that you can kill the pursuer, the one who wants to be Bohar, is enough to pat the Knas. So Gemara suggests as an answer that we're talking about that he already did hara, mishas hara pagma. Point is the chi of misa no longer exists. You can't kill him after hara, and the chi of knas is not till later. Admarbia. In fact, the Gemara no, but that's only going to be good if hara is defined as mishika. That's before Hachnasa Satara. But if Hara is already defined as Hachnasa Satara, then Ma'ikal Amem. What the Gemara sounds like it's saying is that now if Hara is the point of Hachnasa Satara, then the Chiv Knas and the Chiv Misa are together. Factosis and Yevamos at the end of the Tosis, but that's not so. If you hold Hara is Gemar Bia, and if you hold that the Chiv Knas is Gemar Bia, and Hara is Hachnas Atar, then it's still not good enough for Chiyav Knas. So again, the Gemara shouldn't be asking any kashas. It's still not at the same time. The Chiyav Mammon is later, and the Chiyav Misa is earlier, and the Chiyav Misa doesn't extend to later. And you've lost Yerushalmi starts. This is really Tosus Kasha himself. But if you want to ask a kasha over there, why ask a kasha over here?
Why isn't the same answer Yerushalmi's answer to work in Sanhedrin?
Because in Sanhedrin, we're discussing the Chiyuv Misa Rodef, and it's clear that you can only kill the person who wants to be Bohar until the point that he does not Chilas Bia. You can't kill him after that. Pagma, Ahanu Maisav, it's already done. The damage, so you can't intervene at that point to prevent him from going further. That's the whole premise of the Sugya. So the Kvega is going to say the following to answer up Tosus' own Kasha, and of course to answer the Kasha of the year. And what we're going to see now is a new yesod in Kamed Ravine as the Kvega understands it. He thinks he has a right from a Tosas and Gittin. We're going to have to leave that. But he thinks it's a Tosas and Gittin that says the same yesod, which is not so simple. But basically, this is what he says. Be'emes. Ganias daiti nira liyashev kushyas Tosas biyavamis. And now, so he's going to take aim at Tosas kasha yavamis, which, of course, Mela is going to take care of our kasha too. And he's going to be working off of something Tosis himself says previously in Yevamos. That's what's interesting. And yet Tosis didn't think of such a teretz. That's what's striking. What is he? Let's read him Kivegar inside, then we can see where the Tosis relates to it. Daharei ha-din. What is the din? Im echad haraba b'achnasa satara v'chaza acher ubala. Okay, let's assume, like the Manda Omar, that hara equals achnasa satara. Now, by definition, achnasa satara usually is accompanied by removing the besulim. That's what causes hasharas besulim. So let's imagine that one individual, Reuven, does hara with a woman, a besula, and somebody else, Shimon, goes ahead and does bia with her afterwards. Is Shimon chayv knas? What's the answer? If she is a besula anymore?
No.
So there's no knas, lack of knas. Why? Came with the kfar husru habesula my deharisha. Ba'avi kibo al ba'ula. So Shimon is not chayv knas. She's already ba'ula. She's not a besula anymore. And yet, what happens if Reuven does tchilas bia of including achnasas haTorah and then sov bia? And what's the chayv knas for? Only for sov bia. How's he chayv knas? By the time you have the basis to mechayv knas, she's no longer besula. How can you chayv knas? Ela deba adam echad shehu ha-ma'areh ve-ha-gomer ba. Dehagomer, bazeg zera sakasav lechayv knas al agmar, achare shehu ba'atzmo hishira besulim al yidei harosh shelo, ukimosh kasav atosus leda biyavamis. So Rav Gregor points out something that Tosus himself quotes. By the way, it's Tosus Yevamis. It's also Tosus from Sanhedrin on the same sugya that we have here. Tosus points out something very interesting. If you hold that the chayv knas is for gmar bia, and you hold that hara already includes achnasa satara, which was defined achnasa satara, which already makes her a ba'ula, how can you ever have a chiyuv knas for gemar bia? That's what's machayv knas. She's no longer besulim. If someone else would do it, then you would be chayv knas for, because she's already no longer besulim. So how can you be chayv for gemar bia? So Tosus says the answer is b'hachi chayv rachman. Again, the Torah is mechayif a gemar bia, but even though the gemar bia is coming at a point she's no longer a besula, but if you're the one that made her not a besula, and then you went and did gemar bia, then he's chayif a knas. That's what you see. You see it in the Lashon of Tosus. Just earlier in that same Tosus, Tosus says it, and again in Sanhedrin. So McVegas says something fascinating. What do you call that? That's like a t'nai, you could say. You need to have that he did the t'chilas bia, yara, in order to mechayev him a gemar bia. That's how it works. Now, and you can't have a chiyav mamon if you didn't have him doing the t'chilas bia. If someone else would do it, he wouldn't be chayev for gemar bia, knas. If he did it, then he's chayev knas for gemar bia. Says McVegas, let's see it inside, now we'll explain it. Very interesting words. The Kevin Shekain, Miyushav Hetev Sugi Didan, this Sugi this in heaven. We're going to answer both Sugis at once. Simple. Dahachi Parchina. Kevin the Bishas Haraaso, Nischayev Misa. When is there a Chi of Misa of Rodef? At what point? At Hara. This Hara that he's doing is integral for the Chi of Mammon. In what sense is it integral for the Chi of Mammon? If he wouldn't be doing it, if it would be done without him or through someone else, he couldn't be chayiv mamon for the gemar bia. Correct? Now that there's a chiyuv misa that coincides with the hara, which is very much attached and associated and integral to the chiyuv mamon, and the chiyuv misa has in it the din of kamim drav minei that it can pater chiyuv mamon, what else does it do? It's not just a pater the chiyuv mamon. It can prevent there from being chalachi of mammon subsequently. Now, how does that work? What does that mean? Magic? What does it mean? Look how he puts it. Kevin de bishas hara aso nischayev misa de nitan latzila benafsho. That's in the sugya Sanhedrin. Oh, de nischayev malchus bechayev elavin. That's in our sugya, right? So at the time of Hara, there's a Chiyuv Misa, Avrodev, or a Chiyuv Malkus of Balachosa, at Hara. Now, the Chiyuv Mammon is a function of Gemarbi. But this Hara has a Chiyuv Misa associated with it, and Hara, we said, is essential that he do it for there to be a Chiyuv Mammon later. No, if that's the case, Shuv I efshar sheyia hara aso zu mevi aso lidei chiyuv mamon. What generates the chiyuv mamon be'etzem? What is it? The gemar bia. But what is essential for there to be a chiyuv and the gemar bia? What had to exist before that? His hara. His hara came about at the time that there's a chiyuv malkus or a chiyuv misa, which has the din kamid rabbi minei. So this hara can be a contributing factor to the chiyuv mamon subsequently at the gemar bia. And how is he magdir it? V'havi kilo hara hu elo ki unasa de acher. It's the equivalent. A kamid rabbi minei dynamic would make this the equivalent of what kind of a case? As if someone else would have done the hara, and then he would do the gemar bia. What's the din over there? It's not chayv knas. Again, the chiv knas is for gemar bia, but it has to be your hara. If it's a kamid rabbi minei that's taking effect at the time of hara, what is within the purview of kamid rabbi minei? We're not just talking about pattering the chiv mamon. What are we doing? Much more than that. We are affecting something which is integral for the chiv mamon. We're affecting the mechayiv in the mamon. This cannot be a link in the chain that's going to cause the chiv mamon down the road. And therefore, it's equivalent as if someone else would have done the hara. Because at the time you did the hara, you were mechuyav misa or malkus. So that takes away any aspect of your doing the hara that should be a contributing factor in the chiyav mamon, which is, of course, what needs to happen for the chiyav mamon. You have to do the hara. So that's as if someone else would have done it. V'havi kilo hara hu el kilo nasa de acher. U'memeila, if that's true, it's chal chav dramni on at the point of hara, I efshe l'chayvo mamon al agmar. Came in the nasa kvar bu'ula de hara. Because she became a bu'ula through hara, and it wasn't you. It wasn't you. V'im at mechayvo mamon, how could you pin a chiv mamon at the gmar? Based on what? Based on your hara? But your hara was done at the time that there was a chiv miser malkus chav. What would that mean? That would mean that your mice of hara is allowing it to be a chiyuv mamon, and that can't be. V'shapir parchinan. That's the Gemara's kasha over here. And I'm basing subis. Ha'ena the mesa mishalem, or that's in Sanhedrin. The enoloka mishalem. Okay, Svara. So much Sassi, but Tosis getting that already is your homework, you know? Tosis getting different Nun Gimon Beis. Tosis says the same thing, yeah. Tosis with Nisuch, he wants to learn, you have to go to that Sugya carefully and see what he has in mind. So, what is it the Kidega is saying? There are really two Chidushim that should be identified in this paragraph of Kidega. Let's see if we can point them out. The words we heard, right? The words are that since we see that there's a construct, the chiyuv mamon is gmar bia, but there's a construct, there has to be your hara. Otherwise, you say she's a ba'ula at the time of the gmar bia. But the answer is, b'hachi chayvi rachmana. If he did hara, the Torah is mechayv gmar bia. So on that dimension, that it has to be your hara for there to be chiyuv misa, it can be chal, kamid ravine, to view it as if someone else did that hara, and therefore you can't be chayv mamon for later. So what does this tell us in terms of a novel way of thinking about Kamid Rabbeinu? There are really two things to identify. One and then another, built off of the other. Let's see, who can pick up what you see in this paragraph? Something totally novel, yeah.
Just at the end, we have some Kimmelay idea that there is a chi of money just as Pater, that he's saying now that if you didn't do it at all, the Maisa, and you didn't do that, or it can't contribute to any chi of.
So you are saying two things, though, so to break it down into two parts. Kamid Rabbi Minei, you would have thought, before reading the Kibega, what would you say? What does Kamid Rabbi Minei mean? It patters, what is a patter? Mm-hmm. It patters, the Chi of Misa or Malkus patters what? Mm-hmm. The Chi of Mamon. That's what it does. In other words, you should be Chi of Mamon, and the answer is, it takes away the liability for the Chi of Mamon. That's specific what it does. It's not affecting the machayev of mammon, at the root cause. What it does is it speaks to the end result. In other words, there's a chiyuv mammon, the product of this ma'aseh that should be an obligation to pay, you incur a chiyuv, and that chiyuv gets erased. But in terms of stepping in to nip it in the bud, at an earlier stage, to say that something which is a trigger that based on that, there should be chal chiyuv mammon, Kibnai doesn't speak to that. Kibnai speaks to the end product, that there's a chiyuv mammon based on what you have. No, erase the chiyuv. The chiyuv is your part of that chiyuv. Kibnai is saying it's not just about erasing the chiyuv when it materializes. The Kibnai can speak to something which is a contributing factor to form the chiyuv. In other words, the hara is necessary. That should be a hara, has to be your hara, in order that there should be a chiyuv for the gemar. The chiyuv is for the gemar, but there has to be a hara that you did in order to be a chiyuv on the gemar. So Kavadami can relate to the hara, because the hara is part of the machayev. It's not part of the chiyuv. The chiyuv is not that. That's a chidush. I could have said Kavadami is, it exempts the chiyuv itself, the that which you have to pay, you don't have to pay. Big is saying you can't have something be a goreim to a chiyuv mamon if that goreim coincided with the point of your chayiv misa. So the chiyuv misa or chiyuv malkus will remove the machayiv, not just the chiyuv. Make myself clear? It's affecting the machayiv, not just the chiyuv itself. This is not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is not here yet. The chiyuv is only after. It might be here. But the hara is a siba for there to be a chiyuv later on. That cannot be a cause. It cannot be a siba for the chiyuv later on because it comes back from it. That's the first chidush. What's the second chidush? You hear that? He's throwing the first chidush, yeah.
I just don't understand why this is over.
What are you asking?
Why isn't this the case of Sora?
You're asking another question from the side. In other words, you're asking Akir Tzorach Hanacha.
I'm saying this is
okay, I understand.
Mechayiv, you have everything you need.
So, Firpo asked you a question. Akir Tzorach Hanacha, what are you asking?
You're saying that it can't be the original action was part of Mechayiv, and then we're going to pother you from the Mamul later. Mm-hmm. But that's the Yisod of Torah. The first action, Mechayiv, Mach, or Misa, whatever, maybe Misa, that's part of the Mechayiv. Now you have Tzorach. Good, pother from the Mamul later.
Aria?
I was going to say it actually kind of fits well because the Mechayiv of, in the Zurich Chitz case, the Mechayiv is the throwing the Chitz. So at the time of the Mechayiv, there was the Akira of the Ruach HaShabbos began. So it completely, meaning the Mechayiv, it completely erased the Mechayiv so that once it actually does rip the shirt, you're not Chayiv for the.
You're saying, why don't you plug in Rav Kivega's Sfar to the cases earlier? Akira Tzorach Hanacha. So say that what? The Chiyuv Misa, let's think about the cases. The Chiyuv Misa is when? Kivega's case, the Chiyuv Misa is earlier. And it's patering a T'nai in the Chiyuv Mamon. That's what we have over here. Think about the case earlier. The Chiyuv Misa is when? Chiyuv Misa is later. It's at the end. It's sort of the inverse. The chiyuv in Akir Tzorach Hanacha, the chiyuv misa is chal at the end, but the maisa that's mechayiv misa began earlier, and the chiyuv mamon came along the way. But the chiyuv misa later patters. Notice the difference. The chiyuv misa at the end is still going to be good enough to patter because the process that's mechayiv misa has already begun. Notice the difference over here. It's a different situation. Here, the chiyuv misa exists earlier. The chiyuv mamon is on its way, but hasn't materialized yet. What you have here is the Chiyuv Misa is patering a T'nai in the Chiyuv Mamon. It's removing the basis for there to be a Chiyuv Mamon later. The Chiyuv Mamon hasn't set in yet, but what has set in motion, is a something which is integral for there to be a Chiyuv Mamon subsequent.
So it's Mechayiv in the Mamon as opposed to the Misa.
Yes, it's a Tzorach in the Chiyuv Mamon, not in the Chiyuv Misa. That's the difference from the case of Akira Tzorach Hanacha. I'm not saying you can't bring that in. There is what to say. There's a reference in the Sivus and Beis Yaakov to Akir Tzorach Hanacha. But Rikmik doesn't say a word about Akir Tzorach Hanacha. Why is he so silent? Because it's a whole different situation. There, the Akir Tzorach Hanacha is the Chiyuv Misa is at the end, and the Maisa of the Chiyuv Misa is here now, and the Chiyuv Mamon preceded the Chiyuv Misa. Here, the chi of Nisa preceded the chi of Mamon, but it came simultaneous with a tnai in the chi of Mamon.
I hear the difference, but in terms of svaras we were giving, I mean, it happens to be that was the case.
I hear. You're saying maybe we should be able to...
Svaras, it should apply either way.
Okay, so now we have to think. Work carefully. But what's the second chidush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that he emphasizes that you can pull out of his language? That what happens in Kavod Ramin, what is going on? What is it doing? How is it? How does it take away the machayev of the Harah? What does it do here?
It makes it
as if someone else would have done it. That's fascinating. In other words, it takes the maisa that's integral for the chi of mammon, which is itself the chidush, that it can relate to that stage, and it's as if it wasn't your maisa. It's ki'u her ba'acher, so that you can't be chayev kenas because she was a bull already. It's only if you did hara your chayev, but you didn't do it. That's a fascinating chidush. The Kevin Rabbi can make it ki'u ha'acher. These are two very different, distinct chidush, and one building off of the other. That the chi of Nisa patters a tnai in the chi of Mammon, not the chi of Mammon, but part of the machayev, part of what is necessary for the chi of Mammon, can be undermined through kamad rabbinah. Chiddush number one, and chiddush number two. In what way does it become undermined? It takes this action and makes it as if it wasn't your action. So, if I ask you the following. Tosis himself, but the Kibbeger is working off of Tosis himself, says this point, how can he be chayv knas v'gmabia? She's not a basula anymore. So what does Tosis say, both in Sanhedrin and Yivamis? B'hachi chayv irachmana. Tosis recognizes the yisod that this is the way it has to be. If he does it, then he's chayv for the gmabia. So why did Tosis have a problem at the end? That from the Gemara in Sanhedrin? I mean, why didn't he accept Rabbi Kibbeger's teretz? Kibbeger is using Tosis himself to answer Tosis' own question. So why did Tosis answer? The teretz is, Tosis apparently didn't buy into these one or both of these kedushin. It may very well be that if you do hara and then he does gemar bia, that's the chidush of the Torah. He's chayif for gnas for gemar bia. So long as he brought about that she became a ba'ula before that, then he mechoyif for gemar bia later. Correct. But that's not good enough to say that Kavod Ramin should patter. Who says Kavod Ramin can affect the machayev? It only can affect the chiyuv. Who says Kavod Ramin can make it ki'u aso acher? Lamaisa, you did it. So if you did it, he's chayev kenas for later. Who says Kavod Ramin can do such a thing? I'll give you a muscle. To bring it even sharper focus, we haven't seen the sugyas esnan asma Torah, but there's a Rashi Bavitzia that says the following. Trust me, but we'll have to talk about it. By kavod ramine, there's a chiyuv, says Rashi, of latzei sidei shemayim. Hear that? Midinei adam yapatim. Latzei sidei shemayim yechayim. I don't like generally to just throw things out. You know that, but. Okay, just because it's so connected to the Kibbeger's Yisod. So we get this from, I'm not going to say a word, just to know. So there's a Rashi in the Tosfos of Bava Tzvi, based on the Gemara, that there's a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shemayim by Kavod Ramin on the Mammon. Yeah, then you have the Tzos and the Mashal, it depends if it's a Tavei Chizkiya Kavod Ramin or a real Kavod Ramin, whatever it is, there's such a Shita. Now consider that this, Rabbi Kibbeger is saying that Kavod Ramin has the power to erase the machayev of mamon, not just the pat of the chi of mamon. Does that jive in your mind with saying that the zachi was his nation, right? To say such a reason, the Torah says you don't have to pay, but you want to do the right thing, b'dinei shamayim, you should pay. So that sounds like it's a tour on the chiyuv, but there's every reason to still see you in some way as morally chayev, morally obligated b'dinei shamayim. Kibbeger is saying, ki'ilu asa acher, as if someone else did it. There's no basis to have a chiyuv. So what? B'dinei shamayim, it's as if you did it. I mean, I guess you could say that. Split it like splitting hairs. B'dinei shamayim, you did it. B'dinei adam, it's as if someone else did it. Strange, no? It's a lot easier to hear why the chiyuv asa shamayim if you view Kavod Ramin as much more limited in scope. It can speak to the tour to the chiyuv and say, no, you don't have to pay. But there's every reason to have to pay, except the other you're off the hook. Kibbeger is saying something very strong, that it takes away the basis for the chiyuv. It's as if someone else would have done it. Then,
Is he saying that your responsibility has been canceled in the same, so that your responsibility, so that you're like?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I'm just not sure how to phrase this. I think when he says it's as if someone else did it, it seems to me like he's saying that it just, in terms of Beis Din's ability to make you high,
I understand that you're basically saying what I just said, that maybe in some respects all of this is B'dinei Adam. This whole paradigm, this whole binyan that he created here, that it's as if someone else did it and there's no mechayev, it's all within the realm of B'dinei Adam. B'dinei Shemaim, it's all mirage. B'dinei Shemaim, it's all yours and you did it and everything else. Yeah, that's still striking. You know. The simple way to understand Kabbalah is it speaks to the chiyuv itself. The Kabbalah is saying that's not so. It can actually erase any basis for there to be a chiyuv mamon. So again, I realize it took a little bit of an entry into inyanim that more foreign, not usually sugyas that we learn. But again, it's very much tied into the sugya here in terms of the lumdis, at least how it all comes out. We have the two halachim, we have Rabbi Akiva Eger versus the Pnei Yeshua Sanuah. Pnei Yeshua Sanuah says the chiyuv misa, chiyuv malkus continues until later as well, based on the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Eger understands that to be based on Chayvi Misas Shogigin. We thought maybe to say even without that. Rabbi Eger says you have the Sugya Sanhedrin anyway to deal with, Tosis Kasha and the Sugya Sanhedrin. Rabbi Eger takes that Kasha together with our Gemara and comes up with this new Yisod based on Tosis himself and Yivamis, that there's a halacha that you have to do the Hara in order for the Bechiva Gemara Biyah, and therefore Kanamine can speak to that issue, which is a contributing factor in the Chiyav Mammon. Yeah?
There's a Gemara on a different second, I'll get on a base of Tvichat de Acher. And it says in the first in the Gemara that by Kimle, it's Iyu La Mishum Tom Lechayev.
There's a lot of Gemaras that could be brought in Pekveg. There's a lot of ink spilled in the Pekveg, trust me. And I didn't even mention Tosis and Gittin that he brings as a Raya. That's like, he has a Raya from Tosis and Gittin by Menasech. And that would take another shir. But Lemaisa, we have to do the Tosis and another Sugya. So that's where we go from there. We go to Tosis and another Sugya. Okay. Everyone stay safe and...